USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Two senior Republican lawmakers on Wednesday were highly critical of the decision by the U.S. Energy Department to award $200 million to Microvast Holdings over the lithium battery company's ties to the Chinese government. In October, Texas-based Microvast won a $20 million U.S. grant from the department to help build a new EV battery components plant in Tennessee. The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into one of Elon Musk's companies over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. The investigation into Neuralink, where Musk serves as CEO, was launched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. A newly announced energy partnership between the U.S. and U.K. will aim to reduce global dependence on Russian energy. This partnership will ensure the global price of energy and the security of our national supply. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.